Boeing selling safety and quality at 2024 Farnborough Airshow. Boeing customizes its participation at the current 2024 Farnborough International Airshow to emphasize the enhancement of factory safety and quality. The Farnborough International Airshow is a prestigious event showcasing the latest innovations in the aerospace and defense sectors. It takes place in Farnborough, Hampshire, attracting potential clients and investors from around the world. Over the years, this event has witnessed the unveiling of iconic aircraft such as the Vickers VC-10, Concorde, Eurofighter, Airbus A380, and Lockheed Martin F-35 Lightning II. Notably, at the 1958 show, the RAF's Black Arrows amazed spectators with a record-breaking 22 aircraft formation loop. The airshow spans 5 days, providing ample opportunities for networking and business collaborations. Boeing has apparently customized its participation at the current 2024 Farnborough International Airshow to emphasize the enhancement of factory safety and quality, fulfilling customer obligations, and showcasing upcoming technologies and capabilities. "We are dedicated to executing our thorough safety and quality strategy while fulfilling our customer obligations. Keeping these objectives at the forefront, we have minimized our commercial airplane showcase and aerial displays at the event, and will emphasize advancements in technology, sustainability, security, and service solutions," stated Dr. Brendan Nelson AO, president of Boeing Global. "Establishing trust is most effectively achieved through top-notch performance in our facilities, one aircraft at a time," he added. Visitors to Boeing's exhibit at the 2024 Farnborough International Airshow from July 22 to 26 will have the opportunity to engage with immersive and interactive product and technology displays across Boeing's portfolio. 1. Sustainable technologies such as the X-66 Sustainable Flight Demonstrator, Boeing Eco-Demonstrator, and Cascade Data Visualization Tool are utilized to guide decarbonization strategies. 2. Defense product and service experiences, including the F-15, are part of Boeing's offerings. 3. Boeing showcases cabin products and demonstrations of joint all-domain command and control capabilities, along with environmental modeling capabilities. 4. Boeing's freighter programs are a key component of the company's portfolio. 5. The full-size 777X interior section highlights the airplane's wider cabin, larger windows, and spacious architecture. The 777X family has received over 480 orders from top customers worldwide. Boeing will showcase a variety of products, such as the F-15QA fighter jet featuring two aircraft with different configurations performing aerial demonstrations, as well as the Qatar Airways 787-9 Dreamliner on static display. Show visitors will also have the opportunity to view a U.S. Air Force F-15E, U.S. Army AH-64E Apache, CH-47F Chinook, and U.S. Navy P-8A Poseidon within the confines of the U.S. Department of Defense, DOD, enclosure. Wisk Aero, a Boeing subsidiary, will also showcase its Generation 6 aircraft, the first-ever all-electric, autonomous eVTOL air taxi. This four-seat aircraft is set to revolutionize everyday air travel once it is certified and operational. Boeing executives are also scheduled to participate in the airshow conference agenda, covering topics such as sustainability, future aerospace technologies, and supply chain management. Todd Citron, Boeing's chief technology officer, is set to deliver a keynote address on next-generation technology at 10:20 a.m. on July 22 at the Aerospace Global News, AGN, Theater. Brad Surek, the vice president of Boeing Digital Aviation Solutions, along with Boeing's chief sustainability officer Brian Moran, will be speaking on July 23 at 10 a.m. and 11 a.m. respectively at the Aerospace Global Forum. Issain Monir, the Senior Vice President for Global Supply Chain and Fabrication at Boeing Commercial Airplanes, will take the stage at 12:30 p.m. on July 23 at the McKinsey Chalet. Brian Yutko, the Chief Executive Officer of Wisk, will participate in a panel discussion on advanced air mobility at 11:45 a.m. on July 23 in the AGN Theater.